Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Greatest Trade Ever, by Gregory Zuckerman, is a narrative nonfiction business book that reconstructs how hedge fund manager John Paulson positioned his firm to profit from the TS collapse of the U.S. housing bubble and the 2007 to 2008 credit crisis. Written in an investigative, behind-the-scenes style, it explains the financial instruments and market structure that made the trade possible, while also emphasizing the human and institutional dynamics that shape decisions on Wall Street. The book focuses on the creation and purchase of credit default swaps tied to subprime mortgage securities, the skepticism Paulson faced when betting against housing, and the broader environment of leverage, securitization, and misplaced confidence. Zuckerman aims to make complex events intelligible to a general audience without losing the strategic and competitive texture of hedge fund life. The result is both a case study in contrarian investing and a cautionary account of systemic risk during a period when incentives, models, and assumptions failed dramatically. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, seeing the housing bubble before it burst. A central topic is how Paulson and his team developed conviction that U.S. housing and the securities built on mortgages were fundamentally mispriced. The book describes a period when mainstream sentiment treated nationwide home price declines as unlikely and mortgage credit as broadly stable. Against that consensus, Paulson looked closely at underwriting deterioration, the growth of subprime and adjustable rate lending, and the fragile logic holding together optimistic projections. The narrative highlights the role of disciplined skepticism instead of accepting ratings, sales pitches, or historical averages at face value. Paulson pursued signals that the market was extrapolating the recent past too far into the future. This theme also illustrates how difficult it is to act early, when being correct on fundamentals still means being wrong on timing, and when a trade can bleed for months before paying off. The book frames this as an exercise in probabilistic thinking and resilience, showing how contrarian insight must be paired with a framework that can survive prolonged disagreement with the crowd. Secondly, credit default swaps is the engine of the bet. The book explains, at a high level, how credit default swaps provided a way to bet against subprime mortgage-related securities without directly shorting individual mortgages. A swap functions like insurance on a bond or security. The buyer pays ongoing premiums, and the seller pays out if the reference security experiences defined credit events. Zuckerman portrays this structure as critical because it enabled asymmetric exposure, limited cost relative to potential gain, and a practical path for a hedge fund to express a negative view in a market designed to distribute and repackage risk. The narrative also shows the trade-offs embedded in the instrument. Premium payments create carry costs, and the position can look wrong while the market remains optimistic, even if the underlying loans are weakening. The book uses the mechanics of swaps to connect strategy with patience, risk control, and position sizing. It also underscores how a tool meant for hedging could amplify system-wide fragility when used at scale by institutions that underestimated correlated housing risk. Thirdly, Wall Street incentives and the machinery of securitization. Another major theme is how incentives across banks, traders, and dealmakers supported the expansion of mortgage securitization. The book depicts an ecosystem in which generating and distributing mortgage-backed products was lucrative, and in which confidence in structured finance encouraged volume. Ratings, models, and assumptions gave participants a vocabulary for treating risky loan pools as safe in aggregate, helping securities reach investors who relied heavily on external validation. Zuckerman does not present a simplistic villain story so much as a portrait of institutional momentum, where each link in the chain could justify its role while the overall system became increasingly fragile. This topic also explains why a bearish trade required not only insight but access, persistence, and negotiation with counterparties who initially viewed the bet as odd. By describing the packaging of mortgage risk into complex products and the demand that supported it, the book provides context for why the housing downturn cascaded into a broader credit crisis and why the eventual repricing was violent. Fourthly, contrarian execution under career and reputation risk. The book emphasizes that finding a thesis is only part of the challenge. Executing it demands psychological endurance and organizational alignment. Paulson had to commit capital while enduring skepticism from peers, counterparties, and many market observers who believed housing was resilient. Zuckerman highlights how reputation risk can be as constraining as financial risk, especially when a trade is hard to explain succinctly or appears to fight a deeply held narrative. This section of the story reflects how hedge funds manage internal debate, decision-making, and conviction in the face of ambiguous data. It also touches on the practical difficulties of building a large position, negotiating terms, selecting reference securities, and maintaining exposure as market conditions change. The broader lesson is about disciplined contrarianism, not recklessness. The book portrays the value of being early but not impulsive, and of treating a thesis as something that must be continually stress-tested. In this framing, success comes from pairing a differentiated view with a process that can withstand isolation and volatility. Lastly, from trade success to broader lessons about systemic risk, while the narrative centers on a historic winning trade, the book continually points back to what the episode revealed about modern finance. The housing collapse exposed how leverage, interconnected balance sheets, and confidence in quantitative models can turn localized weakness into systemic stress. Zuckerman uses the unfolding crisis to show how market liquidity can evaporate and how institutions that appear robust may depend on fragile funding and assumptions. This topic also explores the tension between individual success and collective harm. A hedge fund can profit by recognizing mispricing, yet the same environment that produces the opportunity may reflect deeper failures in risk governance and oversight. The book, therefore, serves as both an investing case study and a cautionary account of complexity, opacity, and misaligned incentives. By following the trade from early conviction through market recognition and eventual unraveling, it illustrates how narratives shift under stress and how quickly consensus can reverse. The larger takeaway is that understanding tail risk and correlation matters, especially in markets built on the presumption of diversification. In conclusion, The Greatest Trade Ever fits readers who want an accessible but serious account of the housing bubble and the mechanisms that helped turn mortgage risk into a global financial crisis. Investors, finance students, and business leaders can benefit from its depiction of how a well-researched contrarian thesis is formed, how it is translated into a tradable position, and how difficult it is to stay committed while the market disagrees. General readers also gain practical understanding of concepts like mortgage securitization and credit default swaps without needing a technical textbook. The book stands out among crisis-era titles because it blends investigative reporting with a focused case study of one firm's strategy. Using that lens to illuminate broader systemic dynamics, compared with more policy-oriented or macroeconomic treatments, it keeps attention on decision-making, incentives, and execution in real time, making the crisis feel less like an abstract event and more like the product of specific structures and choices. Readers come away with sharper intuition about bubbles, the limits of models, and the importance of skepticism, risk management, and independent thinking in markets that reward conformity until they suddenly punish it. If you would like to support Gregory Zuckerman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.